I'm here with Don Funk, who is the president of the Ithaca Aviation Heritage Foundation. So you're giving a talk, I understand, this weekend. It's going to be about the history of the Morse Chain Works, which is out on South Hill. So maybe you can tell us a little bit about Morse Chain.
Well, they started out making bicycle chains.
Really?
And actually, bicycle chains was the big business just before and after they left Trumansburg to come to Ithaca in 1906. At that time, they also got into drive systems and so forth and further chains. But bicycle chains was really the foundation of their business that really put them on the map. And back then, they were, about the time they moved, they were pumping out like 200 bicycle chains per day, which was a pretty pretty aggressive business.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I always wondered if at that time when the Wright brothers chose the bicycle chain that they were going to use to propel their airplane in 1903, is there any chance they would have bought a Morse chain to do that? I wasn't able to find any connection.
Couldn't find that one out, huh? So they moved on, I guess, from bicycle chains into some bigger operations.
Very big drives, chain drives, gear drives, and all things mechanical. For example, and there's a line of products that were quite successful. Some of the things are the pool clock. Some people will recognize that. The Barr Morse typewriter, the Peters adding machine, which eventually became the Allen Wales, which eventually became the NCR adding machine, which eventually became the NCR adding machine division, and then eventually became the data entry division up on the hill. And that's what brought me to Ithaca, was with NCR.
As I understand it, sometime during the First World War, they moved into aviation, right?
Right.
But now, that's come about how? Did they acquire another company? You know, how did they get involved in making airplanes?
It basically started with the Businessmen's Association in Ithaca in 1914. They invited the Thomas brothers to come to Ithaca and set up their airplane factory, which is down on Brindley Street. The building still exists. It's called the Aeroplane Factory. And that was in 1914. And a few years before the winds of war began to blow, but some of the forefathers of Ithaca had the foresight to see that the airplane business was a growing concern and a good investment. And they were very correct. What led on from that was that in 1916, at that time, it was inevitable that we were going to be involved in the war, and the need for a scout airplane was dire. So now that we had a airplane factory in Ithaca, which was a relatively small operation, they had nearly the capability to manufacture airplanes in quantity such that the Army needed at that time. So that's when the combination of the Thomas Brothers Airplane Company and Morse Chain got together and incorporated the Thomas Morse Airplane.
If I recall my history correctly, the U.S. wasn't really on a war footing at the time of the First World War in the 1415. So probably we didn't have a lot of fighter planes lying around.
Europe was way ahead of us as far as and it's kind of hard to understand at times because we were first in flight with the Wright brothers, but yet we were way behind Europe as far as developing a war machine, if you want to call it that. And we virtually had nothing. And so we needed a scout, and what we really needed was determined after the development had got started was a training airplane, what they call an advanced trainer. Something typically you would learn to fly in a Jenny. Again, made in the Finger Lakes in Hammondsport, Curtis. And that was a two-seater, so you learned to fly that, and eventually you soloed the two-seated airplane in the name of the Jenny. Then you needed some kind of, you needed advanced training, and that's what the Thomas Morse S-4B, and then again the S-4C, was designed as a high performance back then, it was 95 miles an hour, cruise speed, and capable of aerobatics, and it was a single-seat fighter airplane to be trained in. And so you obviously had been schooled before, and you were thought to have the, what they call, what the right stuff to become a pilot, a combat pilot. And that's when you trained in the Thomas Morse, and it became effectively known throughout the world as the Tommy. And then you went over there to fly typically a European airplane and in the war. Mm-hmm.
So how many of these planes got made in Ithaca?
Actually, right at 600. The first 100 were the Model B, and that happens to be the model that we are restoring. There's only two of them that exist, originals that exist. One happens to be over at the old Rhinebeck Museum in New York, and the other one happens to be in Ithaca, New York. And our history research shows that they left the factory about the same time. So it's a Model B, and they made 100 of those. Then they made some improvements, some needed improvements, and they made the Model C. And they built about 500 of those. And then about the time they really got good at it and building airplanes in quantity, mm-hmm. the war ended. So the contract was canceled, and they were ready to build another 800. So financially, it was a hard thing to swallow for Thomas Morse Airplane Company.
Now, did they fold right after the war? I mean, make something else?
1918, mm-hmm. in November, they went on to develop a what we would call today as a next generation fighter, and it was labeled as the MB3, and they built about 50 of them, and the Army took a real serious interest in them. And at that time, the Army had the flexibility to find a supplier. They could buy the drawings and the rights to it and find a manufacturer that would be competitive. And so the Army did, and they went out looking for a company, and they found some little company out on the West Coast. Starts with a B.
Mm-hmm.
Its first significant military contract was on a Thomas Morse design. So that was in 19... peak of that was in 1922. So that was a post-war airplane. The success is debated on whether or not how good of an airplane it was, but it was never really tested.
Right.
And the learning curve was so radical there that an airplane that was state-of-the-art today was totally obsolete tomorrow. And but that was that's what Boeing cut their teeth on. And, you know the rest of that story.
Also, let's talk a little bit about your project that you're having with the history of Aviation History Foundation, which, as I understand it, is restoring one of the S-4B aircraft.
That's correct. And as I mentioned, it's one of the two that genuine original Model Bs that exist. Almost 15 years ago, a group of aviation-oriented people got together and were planning an airport day at our Tompkins County Airport. And talking about what we could do, because one of these hadn't been held for many, many years, of what we could do to attract the public and make it a worthwhile event. And the subject turned, obviously, towards what was our aviation heritage in Ithaca, New York. Brought up the Thomas Morse Aircraft Company, and it was amazing how many people, even aviation-oriented people, knew so little about it. And being the transit town that we are in Ithaca, most of those people that were involved in there are long gone. Not just moved away, they moved to higher places, I hope. And so that history, that heritage was being lost. And it was obvious how significantly it had been lost by talking to these, like I say, aviation-oriented people. So anyway, sometime during that meeting, the question was asked, you know, if there was only, how many of these exist? Well, somebody knew one here and somebody knew one there, and nobody knew much at all. So the next question was, well, if there was only one in the world left, should it be in Ithaca, New York? And that's where some of us caught fire. We were right. Smart. And some people laughed, but some people, mm-hmm. like myself, took it serious. Said, wow, wouldn't that be something? And then I'm going back to what I may have mentioned before, is one of our first stops was the History Center. Say, what mm-hmm. about this Thomas Morris? And that's where the story was.
So to make a long story much shorter, you did acquire a plane. Someone donated, a collector, I understand, donated you a plane that, turned out to be an S-4B. You've got a group of people. How many people are involved in trying to restore the plane right now?
Well, over the last decade, of course, right now I'd say in round numbers, we got 20 volunteers.
Right.
Some of them are there two or three times a week. And some of them have gone on to other things. Some of them actually passed away. Some of them moved away because we've been at this for a long time. So it's a number of volunteers that have been involved intimately with the restoration over the last 10, 12 mm-hmm. years. Has got to be in the neighborhood of 100.
When are you planning to have the project finished?
Our goal has always been to restore the flying condition and flying it on its 100th anniversary. That takes place in 1918. Actually, it was delivered from the factory in April of 18. With the Ithaca weather and so forth, we are targeting the July-August time frame for its first flight, and it will be at the Ithaca Airport, and it will be a very, very big and historical event.
Yeah.
We expect people from all over the nation, maybe the world,
to participate. Great.
To see, as far as we know, it will be the only Thomas Morris flying at that time. There are ones that have flown, not recently, but in the last decade or so. But as far as we know, this will be the only one flying on its 100th anniversary. So, and it's home.
That's wonderful. Now, people want to hear more about Morse Aviation and the Morse Company here in Ithaca. I understand you're giving a talk this weekend. Can you tell us a little bit when that is and where? And
well, it's going to be Saturday, the 7th, tomorrow, at 2 o'clock. And I will be talking about the Morris Chain Company, which eventually became BorgWarner. And I will be covering those years from the time they moved from Fredericksburg,
mm-hmm.
and until they were combined or joined BorgWarner.
Sounds
about
good.
25 years. And some of the examples that we'll have on display and the products that they were famous for are good examples of that, of the progress that was being mm-hmm. made in engineering and manufacturing.
Right. It's good to know Ithaca was part of that. So thanks very much, Don. We'll, people should come out Saturday afternoon, 2 p.m. at the History Center. That's 401 East State.